The legendary Kronos Quartet appeared at the third Music Now Festival in 2009. It's been 3 years since Music Now joined forces with the CSO, and Kronos is on the roster. I'm honored to be speaking with Kronos founder, violinist David Harrington. Now you're back from Music Now, and now Music Now is allied with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra.
That's amazing. That's great.
And you're playing two different works with the CSO. You're playing The Sands by Terry Riley and My Beautiful Scream by Julie Wolfe. Tell us about the composers, because I know you've performed so many of Terry Riley's compositions.
Well, since 1979, Terry Riley has written 24 pieces for Kronos. And we have a very close connection to Terry and his music. And I can't even imagine the work of Kronos without his music. And it was on the night of America's first invasion of Iraq that Terry wrote the first movement of The Sands for us. He stayed up all night, and he was in such a distraught state over what was happening in the world that he made this incredible movement happen in our work. So I'm really happy that we get to play The Sands with the Cincinnati Symphony. Actually, I was planning the set of pieces we're going to play in the first half of that show. We're doing a solo set before we do The Sands. I'm really looking forward to that concert very, very much. It's going to be fun, and a lot of musical texture and references from a wide canvas of the world of music.
I wanted to ask you, too, about My Beautiful Scream by Julie Wolfe. I'm not familiar with her compositions.
Well, we've known Julia for many, many years, and she's written a fabulous string quartet for us. And then several years after the September 11th, 2001 attack, she wrote this piece. It was premiered in France with, I think it was the French Radio Orchestra. And it's an incredible work for Kronos and orchestra. And it literally is a scream. In the most kind of agonizing, you know, you feel like something has in music has become therapeutic after hearing, after playing My Beautiful Scream. It's a terrific piece.
Well, audiences are probably familiar with string players using pickups on their instruments. So since this is a piece that is for an amplified string quartet, how does that amplified sound impact the composition?
Well, when we play really soft, it can be really loud. And when we play really loud, it can be even really louder. There's that aspect. But you should know that since 1989, when we began touring with Steve Reich's Different Trains, every concert Kronos has played has been amplified. Mm-hmm. And we're not trying to be louder than the next band or anything like that. What we want to do is we want to bring the listener really close to the sound. And sometimes, in fact, usually we're playing in very large halls. Our hope is that the stringiness of our music and the rosin-iness, that's a new word, I think. But anyway, just the tactility of our work, we want our audience to feel that, hear it, and that can happen with microphones.
Music Now's artistic director and founder and curator is Bryce Dessner, whom you commissioned in 2009, the year you were here, to write that amazing piece, A Hame. And unfortunately, he's not going to be here.
I know. You know, Bryce has written several other works for us since then.
And you've recorded an entire CD of his works.
That's right. He's one of our favorites, as is his brother, Aaron. They're wonderful family. And you probably know the story about our performance of A Hame at Music Now. We had the score in parts several weeks before the festival in 2006. And the idea was that we were going to work on the piece with Bryce. And then what happened is Toumani Diabaté, the great Malian musician, had to cancel his appearance. He was going to be part of a double bill that was with Kronos and Toumani. And so then what we did is learned A Hame in, I don't know how many hours it was, but we just sat there and learned it. So we premiered it at the festival the last time we were there. I guess it was 2009, not 2006. And Achim has been one of our favorite pieces ever since then. And we've played it all over the world. You know, we're talking to Bryce right now about some new things. And it's a beautiful ongoing collaboration we have with Bryce.
Since Bryce is clearly one of your favorite composers and colleagues, what makes his music distinctive for the quartet?
Well, first of all, Bryce is a marvelous performer, and I think he understands what it's like to get out there in front of an audience and project, you know, the inner essence of a piece of music. And that really figures into his work and what he writes for us. It always feels like he's writing for each member of Kronos. And so there's kind of a personal aspect to each of the pieces he's done for us. One thing I love is when young composers, and I consider Bryce a young composer, when every piece is just kind of stretching and finding new words to enlarge the vocabulary and new imagery. It's just a fabulous thing to witness and to be able to be a part of.
Kronos has been the champion for new music for your 40 years of existence. So is music now a milestone, an achievement of sorts, now that it's a regular part of the Cincinnati Symphony's schedule?
I think music now is a huge achievement. The fact that there's such an enthusiastic audience that has been developed there in Cincinnati, the fact that the orchestra is now taking part in this, it's just wonderful. You know, there are a lot of things going on in the world that are horrible and terrible, but we have an opportunity to celebrate something that's really positive. And for me, this is a great leap forward in music. And I'm so happy that Kronos is able to be a part of music now this year.
The Kronos Foundation's initiative, 50 for the Future. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, 50 for the Future is an idea that came up because we began to realize that trying to communicate to other quartets and quartets of the future the kind of work that we do and the kind of process that Kronos has, it's very hard to describe it. And what we wanted to do was make a repertoire, mainly for the next generation of quartet players, but also for ourselves and for other groups that are interested in the kind of thing that we are right now. So the idea is every year for the next 5 years, commission 5 women, 5 men, end up being a total of 50 works that can bring especially young players into the realm of the work of Kronos. And we're going to be playing 3 of these first 10 pieces this year in Cincinnati. And I'm so delighted. The idea is that the sheet music and scores, our recordings of the works and interviews with the composers and rehearsals that we have and all sorts of information is going to be available free of charge on the internet through our website. It will be available to every musician in the universe that is interested. And so April 15th, we're going to push the button, and the first 5 pieces will be available. And we are thrilled with this. And we've already begun playing some of the music, and it's so uplifting. So, for example, we have music of Fode Lassana Diabate from Mali. We'll be playing some of his music in Cincinnati. And there's also Frangis Alizadeh, and she's from Azerbaijan, and she's written a fabulous piece. And Garth Knox from Ireland has written a wonderful piece. So anyway, there is an evolving body of music that I think quartet players all over the world are going to find fun, interesting, exciting, challenging, and useful.
Thank you so much for joining me.
My pleasure.
David Harrington is founder of the Kronos Quartet. They appear with the CSO as part of the Music Now Festival, March 18th and 19th. You can learn more by going to our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Ann Ehrenstein.